The content of this program is meant for educational purposes only, because knowledge is power. However, the controversial subject matter discussed may not necessarily reflect the views of this station, its management, staff, or its advertisers.
Five minutes after the hour, 12 noon Central Time, Dave Krieger with you for our next segment of Tuesday's edition of the Power Hour. And, of course, you know, we just had Frank Davis on, and since I own one of these generators that he's talking about, and the fact that you can finance this thing, even if you're on a fixed income and if you want to get the ME, I recommend it. And get yourself the six panels that goes with it. They have technicians actually that you can talk to. And if you're going to call, and we've given you that number, I'll give it to you again so that you'll have it handy. It's 385-375-8191. Use the code Power Hour. And we have banners on thepowerhour.com and thepowermall.com. So you can click on the banner to browse the products. We prefer you shop through the Power Hour because that's what keeps us on the air. And, of course, with the cold snap the way it is and the winter weather, it's just kind of like doesn't make any sense to why they keep calling it global warming, because this every time the weather shifts, it's just like, okay, they'd say global warming, yet it looks like we're having an ice age. You know, anybody who's been one of these ice storms knows, you know, exactly what we're dealing with here. And if you lose power like they did in February of 2021 in Texas, you wish you had one of these in your possession. We can never predict when disasters will strike. And here's the thing. If you have it in a Faraday bag, because they have them, they have Faraday bags for them, right? If you have your generator and your solar panels in a Faraday bag, and there is a nuclear attack, which we've talked about, Chance called in our last hour and was alluding to the fact Doug Hageman's been talking about it, that Putin could just, you know, I've had enough, and bam, hits that red button, hits the magic button, and all of a sudden, all the nukes start flying over here. And, you know, if you're within one of these secondary or tertiary targets, the primary targets, you can figure any city that's got a major military base attached to it's probably going to get hit. These megatons, you know, Tsar Bomba, it's what they call their big boy. It's bigger than a bunker buster we ever had. But Tsar Bomba is 50 megatons. That's a big one. That has the capability of, once that goes down, of inflicting approximately a 25-mile blast radius. Think about that. 25 miles from the target. If you live within 25 miles of wherever that, and if here's the thing, if they detonated in the air, it's worse than if they allow it to hit the ground. Because if it's an air burst, you're talking about expanding the amount of radioactive fallout and the potency of the bomb. So understand that if they were to, like, for example, launch one of these Tsar Bombas on DC, you can imagine that they'll be feeling it all the way to Baltimore. That'll give you kind of an indication as far as blast radius and where it's going to go. People in Baltimore would be affected if DC got wiped out. Again, I question whether or not any of us would miss DC because of the way our own government has been treating us. And so, you know, it's almost like we want to pray to God Vladimir to do us a favor. No. You see, too many people love America. I get it. And we all did. I mean, I served. I took the oath. We have a constitution to uphold, protect, and defend. But see, when your government fails to do it because all these power mongers get elected to D.C. and they promise you one thing and lie through their teeth, and they do anything to get elected. And you can see exactly what happened in the 2022 midterms and how everybody is questioning what's going on. By the way, the United States flew nuclear-capable bombers and advanced stealth jets in a show of force against North Korea. And this just happened, okay? The powerful sister of North Korean leader Kim Jong-un derided doubts about her country's military and threatened a full-range intercontinental ballistic missile test. And you see, it's this kind of spewing from the mouth that causes world crises. And when people assume, sometimes wrongfully, that the intent is to launch a nuke overhead and watch us and all sit back and just laugh as America destroys itself, 9 out of 10 people will be dead within a year. This is one of the reasons why we're telling people, maybe you want to take what we talked about, Lion Energy, and getting yourself an ME so you have a way to preserve your food and have electricity, because the electric is gone. And you got to put it in the EMP bag. If you're going to buy one of these little things, you've got to invest in an EMP bag. They're not real expensive. A couple hundred bucks. And you invest in an EMP bag and you keep your generator and your panels in an EMP bag so you can survive. And people look at me and they go, well, Krieger, did you do it? Yes, I did. I am not telling you to do something I have not done myself. Everybody is stocking up on guns, food, and ammo for a reason. And that's because we're starting not to trust our government. Gee, what would give you a reason not to trust your government? Oh, I'm sure you can think of one. If you can think of one, our number is 844-769-2944. You can call us up and let you know what that one is. Maybe you have more than one reason. You know, what do you want to bring Santa for Christmas? Yeah, Santa, what do you want? What do you want for Christmas? You know, yeah, I want a Lion Energy ME for Christmas. Because we want to be protected. How about some extra food? How about 25-year shelf life food. How about some extra of that for Christmas? Gee, interesting. Giving gifts like that for Christmas. See, to the unbeliever, it sends a message. Because so many people are still enveloped in cognitive dissonance. And believe it or not, the cognitive dissonance is all part of Hegelian theorem. We've talked about Hegelian dialectic on this show before, folks. And see, they came up with this crisis. There's always a crisis. Is it because Americans have to be scared about something? We all have to crawl into our little nook and cranny somewhere, crawl into our bomb shelter. Every time they say boo. This is the state of confusion that America lives in. And over half, if half of America doesn't trust the government, then that means the other half of America does. And those are the ones that are going to die because they've gotten the jab. And they're sitting there whining, claiming they're the victim, and they're in complete denial that the jab is killing them. And by the way, you may want to consider not going to Mexico. I'm hearing stories about people going down there on vacation. Mexican authorities, where are they to be found? Gunmen are carrying out armed robberies targeting U.S. travelers among major highways. The most recent case took place last week in Zacatecas, where gunmen stopped a caravan of U.S. travelers, 6 vehicles carrying 22 individuals from California and Arizona. Their destination was the central state of Guanajuato. And the problem is that they had all these Christmas presents and goods and whatnot. They all got robbed of everything. In fact, they took their vehicles and left them stranded on the roadway. They had to walk somewhere for help. Yep. You really see, this is a thing about people that go to places that aren't safe. It's like all the kids who think they're invincible. They're invincible. And they want to go to Matamoros for spring break. Matamoros. Oh, you got to love that. So many kids disappear and end up in the sex trade because they go to places like Matamoros. Yeah, you see, and that's a real big problem because they think they're invincible. And all of a sudden, you know, you're trying to get a hold of your daughter and this turns into another Natalie Holloway case. She's missing and nobody can find him. Oh, darn. I guess we shouldn't have gone. See, they still haven't solved the Idaho case with the four college students that got murdered, stabbed to death up in their little hacienda up there. See, they everybody's accusing the authorities of being inept about their investigation, walking all over the crime scene and everything else. Hey, you know what? I mean, this is what we have to deal with. This is why people are having a hard time trusting the government. So maybe we have some answers out there as to why we don't trust our government. John in Michigan, do you have an answer for me?
Whoa, yeah. too many to count, but I've got a question.
Well, give me a few.
You.
All right, go ahead.
The question is, this live show is going off the air at the end of the month. Is that correct?
No. Where did you hear that?
Well, they've been saying it for, it's an advertisement. Every time your show comes on, it's a, I don't know if it's somebody from the station, but they said the Power Hour will no longer be broadcasting on 13, what is it, 845 or something?
Yeah, that's because we were asking people to call and leave us information as to whether or not they want us to continue to pay for it because it's so doggone expensive. It costs a lot of money every month to pay for 13845. I mean, a lot of money, more than you and I make in a month.
It's definitely more than I make in a month. But the replay would still be on at 8 o'clock in the morning.
On 7 point, yes. On that particular frequency, yes. The replay would still be on it.
Why don't you just have the live show at 8 o'clock in the morning, and you'd only be paying for one radio bill, and you wouldn't be getting yesterday's news today.
Well, you know, it makes sense if we could schedule it that way, but the problem is the schedules do not allow us that particular time slot. That's a problem.
Well, but I'm sure WWCR doesn't care what they put on for those 2 hours at 8 o'clock. Why couldn't they put on your live show?
Well, I'll tell you.
They're taking what, probably $60 to $70 an hour, right?
I don't know. I don't get into that. I'm the show host. I'm not the person that does the logistics and writes the checks to pay the bills. However, I will say this: if you write to support@thepowerhour.com and put your suggestions in writing, they will read them. They'll take them into consideration. Half of what we've been wanting to hear is reaction from our listeners as to whether or not they want us to keep shortwave frequency there. Yeah. I know we have people in Paris that actually listen to us on this shortwave frequency right now.
Well, no doubt, probably all over the world. But I had called and left a message that, you know, please keep 13845 on the air. Someone is out here listening. But for probably a huge amount of your audience that doesn't have a computer and can't send you the email, do you have a physical address?
Yeah, we do. And that's, you know, through the Power Hour in Springfield, Missouri is the physical address. And I don't have it sitting in front of me at the moment. Hopefully I'll have an address that I can bark out for those listening so that you can write in if you want to. And that's something that, you know, we definitely, you would write to our address in Springfield, Missouri. It's a post office box. And so, that's what we're going to do. I'm going to look and see if I can't find that in the meantime, but, you know, we appreciate the phone call. Support at the Power Hour. If you don't have, if you have email, support@thepowerhour.com for sure. Bob in Missouri, go ahead. You're on the air.
Yeah, Dave, it's not just today. For many years, you go into Mexico. If you go outside, most people will not go outside the resort because all the police down there are military, and they're walking around the streets, but they don't want you going outside the city limits because they'll put strips across the road, pop your tires, and that's the end of you. But that's been going on for a long time.
Yeah, I don't know why people want – yeah, why do people travel to dangerous countries? It's like you want – hey, it sounds like – you know, Iraq or Syria sounds like a great place to go on vacation. It's like, what are you people thinking?
Well, it's a beautiful place. The food's good. You know, I enjoy it every time I've been down there. I didn't let that bother me at all. I went everywhere I wanted to. But I had Mexicans coming up to me and say, hey, man, you should be walking around here because these Mexicans will kind of try to kill you.
Yeah, and so don't drink the water.
Don't drink the water. Well, I'm talking about the citizens trying to kill you, you know. But that's been going on for a long time. Now, another thing, I was watching some reruns of Johnny Carson. And during the time of Ronald Reagan, he was talking about in his, his little monologue that Israel, we sold some weapons to Israel. We gave them some weapons. They sold those to Iran. Iran took those, put them in a Swiss, the money from their bank account, and they sent it to Grenada. So I thought Israel was supposed to be the big enemy of Iran. But if you think about it, that was a long time ago, you know. And he's going through the whole thing and saying, you know, that's kind of strange. And you think about Barack Obama, he took our money, dropped off, how many billion was it on the airport landing? And they come in and buy up our property here. You know, there's a big scam going on that they're stealing us blind, okay? The government's stealing us blind. And the drug trade, they're just taking it, they're laundering this drug, the money, and they're just laughing at us. You know, I thought Israel and Iran were supposed to be bad boys. You know, they didn't like each other. No, that's not the case. And so they're just playing us for fools.
Our government's great at buying friends, isn't it? Friends they don't have. Because, I mean, if this country were to go to hell in a handbasket vis-a-vis a nuclear war, I'm telling you, they would all be sitting there going, wow. And that'd be the extent of it. They wouldn't do, I don't believe that, you know, they'd all be persecuting whoever dropped it. First, they got to figure out who dropped it. And the thing is if we have no electricity, we're not communicating to anybody. They're going in the underground. The United States government is very well prepared for something like what we think might happen, but most of America's not. And so, you know, this is the thing with North Korea threatening to launch an intercontinental ballistic missile. You know, we are buying friends that we really don't have. And I don't know, you know, here we're giving a wannabe porn star in this latest omnibus funding bill. The omnibus funding bill right now is a $1.7 trillion price tag, $43 billion of which is going to the Ukraine. Because the warmongers,
that's unbelievable.
They're all whoremongers. They want to buy friends they don't have, and all they're doing is pissing off Putin. That's all they're doing.
Well, they're stealing our money, though. Okay, they're playing us for fools.
Yes, they are. We let them get away with it. The only way we're going to stop it is to stop paying taxes, and the way to do that is to avoid them, not evade them, but find ways to avoid paying taxes. Learned Hand, former Supreme Court Justice, said we have every right to avoid paying taxes. Now, if you earn the money and you can't find deductions, this is where people get off. You know, the older you get, the more it's like, well, I don't want to hassle with it this year, so I'll just file Form 1040-EZ. And see, the problem is every year, and I don't care how old, I'm nearing 70, and I'm still filing long form, and I'm taking deductions on my LLC. I'm never going to get rid of that business, because even if it is a statutory creature, I'm saving money. And so, you know, it's money I don't have to pay the government. That means they don't have my tax dollars to send over there.
One more thing. China, you know, that thing in Oklahoma, you talked about that China bought up a bunch of land in Oklahoma. You know what that was for?
What's that?
For marijuana.
Oh, there you go.
There were 63 plots. It was all sold to one Chinese man, okay?
There you
now
go.
Now there was four murders.
Was it
Chinese?
Yeah, was it Chong?
I don't know, man.
Hey, man, that wasn't me. That wasn't me, man.
Well, I'm just telling you, there were four murders, the Chinese shooting a bunch of four of the Chinese down there. But they're probably the reason they legalized marijuana here, Dave.
Yeah.
The Chinese are going out in the state of Washington a couple of years ago. And it's like the reverse of what happened back in the early night, the opium wars, you know, where Europe, the bankers were flooding China with opium. And then there was the Boxer Rebellion. You heard of the Boxer Rebellion?
Yeah. Puppies.
That's when the Chinese decided they want all the foreigners out of their country. Well, I think we ought to do the only thing we can learn from China. They can't teach us a whole lot. They've stolen everything. Is to learn from their Boxer Rebellion. They kicked all the foreigners out of their country. Okay, that's what we need in this country right now, especially the special interest group.
You know, I get it, Bob.
Especially
the special interest group. Here's the thing, and thanks for your call, by the way. The big thing is this border crisis that's going on right now. The Supreme Court has agreed to pause the expiration of Title 42 after 19 states filed an emergency application for an administrative stay. But now you have all these tens of thousands of people down on the border with a cold snap hitting it. 18,000 people are a day, up to that amount, are expected to come over the border. And if that happens, whoa, they're going to freeze to death because we can't process that many people that fast, and they're going to die in the cold. Maybe that's what Biden really wants. I think he wants all these people coming over here to be homeless so they die. He wants to help reduce the world's population. The man is a murderer. And the Democrats, who are all sitting up there, all pompous asses, patting themselves on the back because they want to see Trump get indicted, they want to take him out so bad. They got hemorrhoids because of this. They're so wrecked by this. They got hemorrhoids. By the way, our address before we go to break here is P.O. Box 14921, Springfield, Missouri, 65814. I'm going to repeat it again so you can write that down because I want to make sure that everybody gets that address to send in your comments. It's P.O. Box 14921, Springfield, Missouri, 65814. Thank you to the Power Mall for forwarding that information over here so we could get that out to you before the break. Rita in Missouri, you only got a minute. What's up?
Okay. What I wanted to say about not trusting our government, I don't know if people realize this, that they're online, anything that we look up, they're on our phones listening to our conversations, and they even send people in person to see who it is.
Wow. Yeah, that's it. Surveillance state. That's one reason not to trust the government. Surveillance state.
We haven't
had a segment on that. Well, thank you much for your call. We're at the break. Folks, we'll be back with more news and your phone calls after the bottom of the hour. Messages. We have to do this as part of what keeps us on the air. And we appreciate your shop in the Power Mall, by the way, because that keeps us on the air. And I seriously would love to keep 13.845 on the air if we could. More surprises after the first of the year, but I need your support. Got to have your support to make it happen. You buy at the Power Mall, that's what makes it work. Be back after the break. Stay with us.
As you all know, everything begins with an idea. Ideas have helped shape the very world we live in. ThePowerMall.com began as an idea, allowing entrepreneurs and small business owners like yourself the opportunity to not only survive, but thrive in an era where corporations dominate. ThePowerMall.com is a small family-owned business who has partnered with companies you've come to rely on and trust over the years, like Strauss Heart Drops, North American Urban Spice, Miracle 2 Soaps, Vitamir, to name just a few. Fight back against large corporations when you buy from thepowermall.com. Need to speak to a real person? Call Jay at thepowermall.com and receive superior customer service. Call 1-877-817-9829 right now. That number again is 1-877-817-9829. Support small businesses and buy from the good guys at thepowermall.com. That's thepowermall.com.
I don't know where to start. There's so many products you guys offer. I think one of the first things I ever ordered from you guys was your clay. The clay is miraculous. I could not do without that. And the charcoal, you know, you can get yourself in a bathtub to kind of help take the toxins out. So just those two alone, but I could go on to the OptiVita silver lozenges. Of course, then the Oregarasp and the P73, the oil of oregano, and your Vitamir toothpaste. Again, I could go on and on and on.
Call Jay at thepowermall.com and receive superior customer service. Call 1-877-817-9829 right now. That number again is 1-877-817-9829. Support small businesses and buy from the good guys at thepowermall.com. That's thepowermall.com. With the winter months right upon us, we have decided to put together a winter wellness bundle. You get two boxes of silver lozenges along with OptiVita vitamin C and an OptiVita vitamin D. Regular retail is $70.90. Now, as a winter wellness bundle for only $53. Be proactive. Increase your immune system now. Buy from the good guys at thepowermall.com or call 877-817-9829.
The Power Hour has been in existence since the turn of the 21st century. It is more critical than ever for you to sign up for our free newsletter and our breaking news. Simply text the word Power Hour to 22828 on your mobile phone or sign up when you visit thepowerhour.com. Our website again is thepowerhour.com or text Power Hour to 22828. Together, our legacy will live on for centuries.
Boost your immune system naturally this year with oil of oregano, a potent germ killer. This is the true wild oregano oil P73, a blend of edible spices of wild oregano grown on natural mineral-rich soils. Research published in the International Journal of Food Microbiology found that oil of oregano is an excellent germicide capable of killing a wide range of fungi and bacteria. Get it today by visiting thepowermall.com or calling 877-817-9829.
Listen, one of the things that was not mentioned was the Oregadent. That's for when you brush your teeth. You just take it and put your toothpaste on your toothbrush and just take a couple drops of Oregadent and put that on your toothbrush and brush your teeth. And I'm telling you, that stuff, once I brush my teeth, I don't want to eat anything for a while. Anyway, it's wonderful. So I use it a couple times a day, and your teeth really do feel so fresh. It's going to help a lot the next time I go to the dentist. So I really appreciate you giving me the heads up about that one.
Need to speak to a real person? Call Jay at thepowermall.com and receive superior customer service. Call 1-877-817-9829 right now. That number again is 1-877-817-9829. Support small businesses and buy from the good guys at thepowermall.com. That's thepowermall.com.
Just recently, we both started on the lithium balance. I want to keep my memory. My two in-laws are dealing with, the Alzheimer's. They're in their 90s, and I see it. I don't want to be like that. And I've heard you talk about lithium to, improve our memory and keep us up there.
Call 877-817-9829. That number again is 877-817-9829. Buy from the good guys at thepowermall.com. That's thepowermall.com.
Does Big Pharma have a hold of you? ThePowerMall.com believes everything the body needs is provided by nature, unlike prescription drugs that aren't meant to cure but cover up your symptoms and contain addicting chemicals. Strauss Heart Drops are 100% all natural. Get the original. Get Strauss Heart Drops by calling Jay at 1-877-817-9829. That's 877-817-9829. Or order online at ThePowerMall.com today.
And we're back at 34 minutes after the hour of 12 noon Central Time. And of course, as you know, it's December 20th, 2022, 5 days away from the spiritual holiday of Christmas, at least the day we celebrate it. And of course, it's a time when a lot of people are alone and they're bummed out. Yep. And a lot of people die during the holidays. Unfortunately, that just happens. It's a way of life. I don't know why, but I can only watch It's a Wonderful Life. And I can only watch it so many times. I have to do my Jimmy Stewart, the Clary House snack guy, we got this border crisis going on. Can you imagine there, and I'm sure a lot of them celebrate Christmas too. and they're down there at the border trying to get into our country. And because Title 42 has been paused by the Roberts Court, and we were talking about Arizona, Louisiana, Texas, 16 other GOP-led states filed an emergency application because they're seeing the unlawful crossings estimated to surge from 7,000 a day to as many as 18,000. Folks, you know, they're the intention, and then this Title 42 means that anybody that's, it doesn't matter what they've got, and I'm talking about bugs, I'm talking about disease, it doesn't matter what they've got. They're allowed to cross that border and infect everybody else. That's another reason why you need to stock up. I'm very sorry also for some of you who are out there listening to this show that got the jab and now are living to regret it. That's why we have the supercharged C60 and other items out there, the Paratrax. We've got stuff out there to help you that's natural. I'm not a big fan of monoclonal antibodies because you don't know what's in them. We've already been told, and now, why do I say that? Yeah, you're a career, now you're going up. Look, I went to med school for a while, all right? And I get it. You know, I don't mind talking about health segments with some of these people that are into the vitamin industry and the supplements. And when I hear that the FDA and everybody else is attacking the supplements industry, it just annoys me. Now, sometimes there's cause for it. Other times there isn't. And all the stuff that we've spent here at the Power Hour, the last 20 some odd years researching to put the best products on the Power Mall, so you can buy them and stay healthy. I mean, that's what this is all about. It's all about staying healthy. If Title 42 goes away, all these disease-infested people are going to come into this country, and if you get close to them, you might get what they get. And see, the thing is, if your immune system is up there and it's boosted, you don't have to worry too much. But you see, the very fact that they're going to be sitting there sweating bullets at the border while the U.S. Supreme Court decides whether or not Title 42 should be lifted, many of them are going to freeze to death. They're going to be stuck out in the cold during this cold snap this week. And they're there at the border right now waiting. And this cold snap is going to come down and it's going to envelop them and they are going to freeze to death. A lot of them are going to die. And Biden doesn't care. I know this. He does not care. The man is a reprobate. He doesn't care. He has no brain. How do people with no brains care? I still want somebody to make a bumper sticker and send it to me that says Biden Fetterman 2024. It's a no-brainer. Because these people don't have brains. And, you know, Harris is saying, oh, yeah, we'll control the border crisis. Kamala is a liar. And she laughs. Oh, she likes Venn diagrams. Gee, what's the Venn diagram about, Kamala? You and two other women in bed together? I mean, what is it? You people are reprobates. Why should we trust you? I'm still waiting to hear. Rita, thank you for that comment, by the way, in the last half hour about surveillance state, because that's another reason we can't trust them, because they monitor every single thing we're doing. FBI Director Christopher Wray and Attorney General Merrick Garland, at a news conference on April 6th of this year, announced a court-authorized disruption of Russian-controlled botnets. Yeah, the FBI worked with the intelligence community to pressure Twitter and other social media and news media to censor New York Post revelations of the laptop from hell. Yep, and now it's out. Twitter suppressed early COVID-19 treatment information and vaccine safety concerns, according to Peter McCullough. I mean, all of these things, look at what the surveillance state has done. And the FBI now is facing subpoenas after Twitter files exposing social media ties finally hit the news. Mike Turner, Republican from Ohio, he's incoming chairman of the House Intelligence Committee. Oh, they're going to get to the bottom of this. Ron Paul, in the meantime, these Twitter files make it clear we have to abolish the FBI. How many people would be in favor of abolishing the FBI? Raise your hand. The fat, bald ignoramus. It's not fidelity, bravery, and integrity anymore. They're liars. They're all habitual, chronic liars. Oh, am I being a little too harsh? The FBI lies all the time, folks. They lie all the time. And You know, is there another reason why you don't trust your government? The phone lines are open, 844-769-2944. Chime right in and tell me. And you see, when you have a government out there that sits there and says, oh, yeah, we want to hire 87,000 new IRS agents, what does that tell you? What does that tell you about what this government, they don't trust us. They would rather impoverish us and put us in slavery. Yeah. Dave in New York, welcome to the show. What's up? Why don't you trust the government?
Yesterday I said that they were proud of the House Resolution 4350, you know, ruled by the military. They were going to try to sneak it through. Well, I believe they did. I was watching a national desk this morning, and they funded the bill. It went up. Everybody's getting a little piece of the action, apparently, because from 3,268 pages, it's up around 4,000 pages now. And it's $1.3 trillion or $1.7 trillion.
Oh, is this the omnibus bill? They're sneaking this, the omnibus bill?
The one that I described yesterday, ruled by military. Yeah, other words, they either add four justices to the Supreme Court or get rid of the Supreme Court altogether. At any rate, that's, you know, so that seems to have gone through.
And Dave, I want to know how they think they're going to get away with enforcing rule by military on the 50 states. What do you think these state governors are going to do? Congress is, if they pass that, and what you're saying is true, everybody in America is going to be on alert because they don't want military on their doorstep. And if this is the way it's going to behave, you're going to see civil war break out all over America.
Okay. You can go to the, when I was mentioning seven plagues or whatever that are coming, listed on the CDC's website, it's the shielding approach, and it's the Marburg Provisions Prep Act, right. And that's listed on the CDC's website. So therefore, we know about, whether it's monkeypox or Ebola, all the different things that they've got in their little bag of tricks
notes.
There.
I'm making notes of this as we speak.
Yeah. So, we never heard of Marburg yet. Well, you're going to hear about it. And I'm not psychic in that respect.
What, the Marburg virus? Okay. Oh, yeah, we've heard about it. Bleed out of every orifice? Oh, that's Ebola.
Yeah.
All right.
Okay.
And it's close. Marburg, Ebola, whatever the case, you know, they want to infect us. We know that. That's why I don't trust them. Because now, see, this thing about gain-of-function research, Dave, that's what it's been all about, is we got to figure out a way to reduce the population. If we can't kill them off and with prion diseases and all this other crap because of COVID, well, let's infect them with something else. Then they'll have to go out and get a jab, and 50% of those that were stupid enough to take the jabs in the first place are going to go out and get the new jabs and get infected with more mRNA. So they don't care.
Yeah, and I was listening to a guy last night who's got where he lives or whatever, the nearest green center, they call them. It's always a nice little thing where they take you away and stick you in a little coffin apartment.
They're coming to take me away, ha-ha.
Ha-ha.
Okay.
To the happy home.
For trees and flowers and chirping birds. See, now we're dating ourselves again, Dave.
Yeah, well, at least we have the opportunity. I just feel so sorry for the children that are coming along because, as you may have already said, I think you did, but, you know, the little babies and stuff now with the blood, that's, you know, and that's, you know, boy, and when I told her that God is going to judge this country, you know, I didn't mean it was the end of the world, okay? Don't get that, you know, thought, but I said that, you know, we're going to be punished for what we're doing out there. And so when it hits in California, where all the stuff is happening, where they're going to mutilate the kids and all and change their sex without their parents' approval, how sweet that is. That is, you know, it's starting in California. Now,
well, but there's a consequence.
It could be a great consequence. It's like, you know, whatever. But when they shut down the San Onofre nuclear plant, then you can't find out why they did that. You know, there's a ring of fire out there, they call it, and there's also the fault lines, San Andreas and whatnot.
Oh, yeah.
When those things go down, they will not, you know, they're not going to start right back up again, and that's, you're going to have a nuclear explosion all over the place, anything on a fault line. Why did they build all these plants on fault lines? Why are they always by a river or something, you know, go along with it, rubble, you know, make sure they spread their poison a little quicker? I have no idea. But,
well, no,
you know,
I mean,
it's a good assumption.
It's a good assumption.
And when you talk about people, you know, giving up their rights that are being spied on, are you kidding me? People are buying smartwatches now that are, you know, because they do listen to everything you're doing, you know, whether it's through the phone or the TV. It's like, are you going to get paranoid and say, oh, gee, no. What you do is they can test your emotions right through the damn smartwatch they got on. And they can send frequencies through there to one wacky if they want.
It's crazy the way they got control of us. And everybody's buying into the convenience. And see, it's the convenience that our grandma and grandpa did not have. Mine didn't. Mine actually had canning parties, and they canned pickles and all sorts of stuff. I used to love eating my mom's bread and butter pickles, and I couldn't get enough of them. They don't want to do that. They want convenience, and convenience is going to kill them.
And I want to leave this thought in mind. One thing that annoys me is that, you know, we conform to society. We join it. Okay, I don't necessarily do that so much. I try not to. But when people swear or whatever, you know, if that reflects your parents, did your mother go around swearing all the time?
Yeah.
Would you swear this way if Jesus was sitting across the room from you? You know, a double-minded man is unstable in all their ways, and it's something you have to work on. I get close to swearing, but I don't do it, you know what I mean, because there's people that influence. You know, and I'm promoting myself as to trying to be a forewarner for people. You know what I mean?
I get it.
I don't want to fall into the trap.
I get it.
You know?
I get it. I appreciate it,
Dave. Thank you,
Dave. You bet. Take care. Charles in Oklahoma, welcome to the show.
Thank you. I was listening to what you were talking about. The FBI lies all the time. And I've said the same thing, but the whole world now is based on a lie. Our politics, our religion, our doctors, everything. And this is the sad part about it. 90% of the people in America wants to hear a sugar-coated lie. They do not want to hear the truth. Think about this. When they go to church, they want that preacher to lie to them. And that preacher wants to lie to them so they can keep on paying him. They don't want to hear the truth. They want to hear they're going to heaven no matter what they do. When you go to a doctor, you want him to tell you a lie. You don't want to tell him you got cancer. You want to hear, oh, you're doing just fine. Keep on living the way you're doing. Almost everything anymore, people want to hear a lie rather than hard-boiled truth. And that's what's wrong with our government and our people, too, because they're going to listen to a lie before they'll listen to the truth.
Well, now that makes sense because of the fact that, and it goes right along with my thought process. I'm agreeing with you there, Charles, by the way, of the fact that you have a government out there that lies and people want to believe a lie. And it's obvious because of the fact that people went out and they got the jab because the government told them it was safe and effective when the government knew otherwise. And the people that are out there, when you tell them you got the jab, you have 3 to 5 years to live, they are in denial because they're still believing the lie. So
exactly.
There you have it.
And like I said, when they go to church, they don't want that. They want that preacher to say you're going to go to heaven no matter what you do. They love them sugar coated lies. They don't want to hear, hey, they ain't going to pay that preacher to tell them they're going to hell. I mean, the queers, that's okay. And I call them queers. They're faggots. They're queers. I don't like the pieces of dung. And the reason I call them dung is they don't deserve the dignity to be called shit.
No, that's
I'm
right.
Sorry
that's,
for my language, that's, but that's the way that, I feel
that's what
about
I
it.
Call, yeah, that's what I call reprobates, Charles. And that's I get it. I get the frustration, and it's just one of those things that it is the proverbial caca in my book, which is why God handed him over to a reprobate mind. It says it right there in Romans 1. I preached about it on the show before. And the thing is that as long as America still wants to sit there and believe those politicians and believe the federal government, and they still put their faith in the federal government, no matter what happens, and the federal government keeps spending money and getting involved in wars. We all want to live in peace. We want to live under the Constitution. We want to be told the truth. We want to be leveled with. If we knew that we were going to die in the near future because of a nuclear war, well, you know, we all want to sit there and play guessing games, and this is what the government has been very good at. is making us all play guessing games as part of their Hegelian dialectic on us. This is part of the problem because half the country, see, you got to have all the country sticking together. You can't have half the country on one side of the fence and half the country on the other side. But you see, they got on social media and social media twisted them. And now we got families lying to themselves and lying to each other and pointing fingers at each other. We've got so much division in the family unit now. The government is succeeding in destroying the family unit, and that goes against God because God said to get together, Adam and Eve, be fruitful and multiply, and they're doing everything just the opposite because we live in a world full of Satanists, and what else can I say? Thanks for your call, Charles. We appreciate it. God bless you. I know you want to do the right thing. Everybody does. State AGs, by the way, and we're talking about attorneys general, are sounding the alarm about BlackRock and Vanguard buying up large stakes in utilities, folks. They are claiming, oh, we're just going to be passive investors. Really? You know that BlackRock, State Street, and Vanguard, even though they say they're merely passive investors in publicly held corporations, investing purely for the benefit of their beneficiaries, many of whom are retirees receiving pensions, that's no longer credible either. You cannot trust BlackRock, you can't trust State Street and Vanguard, and you can't trust your local bank. Banks are liars too. Banks want to tell you that your money is safe. You know why your money's safe? Because if you read the checkbook statement when you open up your checking account, your little book of rules that you get there say that when you deposit your money into the bank, it becomes the property of the bank. It's no longer your property. You get a little credit entry in our bookkeeping system. Wow. There's a new book out, Empowering the New American Worker. It's focused, unsurprisingly, on American workers. Work, not welfare, is key to escaping poverty. I've got an article from the Cato Institute, which is a libertarian think tank. Sometimes they say stuff that piss me off. I don't ascribe to the entire libertarian thought process. I just don't. I'm more of a constitutionalist than a libertarian. But when you're talking about what the government's doing in taxing us into oblivion, and you don't want to work because you got these little concepts like Andrew Yang out there, universal basic income. Everybody gets a paycheck. Who's going to pay for that? See, somebody's got to work. Somebody's got to produce something. The government just can't continue to crank out money expecting we the people to pay for their extravagant lifestyle. This is why Ronna McDaniel's coming up against so much backlash now because of what the GOP supposedly spent some of its campaign contributions on. Yeah, it's just one of those things. See, politicians lie. And everybody that's out there, unless you're going to tell the truth and say, look, it's no wonder we have groups like Texas and San Bernardino County looking to get away and secede from the union. And we got people from Oklahoma calling us up saying, hey, if Texas secedes, would you take us with you? Nope, you got to do that on your own. You see, the mindset is there. History is repeating itself. Those who are ignorant of it are doomed to repeat it. It's a no-brainer. And now we got 5G. Guess what? I see 5G on my cell phone now. There's my Texit logo right there. I'm holding it up there so those of you watching me on Rumble and Brighteon can get that. Here's the thing. I gotta ask you a question. If we did, we had a caller earlier that mentioned the idea, and this is John in Michigan, mentioned the idea. Why don't you guys just go on it live at 8 o'clock in the morning? Well, John, what if we did? What if we went live at 8 o'clock in the morning? What if we went live video at 8 o'clock in the morning so you could actually dial us in and see us? Like Steve Bannon in the war room and stuff like that. What if you could actually go live at 8 o'clock in the morning for 2 hours and actually see us live? Would that be a good thing? I know a lot of you don't have internet. A lot of you listen to us in shortwave. And we want to try to figure out a way to consolidate. So here's the thing. If you got feedback, you can call the Power Mall and leave a message on the support line at the Power Mall. It's a toll-free number. 877-817-9829. You can also email us at support@thepowerhour.com. And tell us what you think about that idea. If you like the idea, if you would rather listen to us at 8 a.m. than 11 to 1, 8 to 10, either way, I don't have any problem with it. I'm already up at 4 o'clock every morning. It doesn't matter. That's why I'm, you know, locked and loaded and ready for bear when I get, when I hit the airwaves. There is some concerns that you should have, though, about 5G and the cybersecurity risks. There, former FCC officials are warning about 5G cybersecurity risks. This is one of the reasons why I'm almost about ready to chuck this bloody phone and go back to a flip phone. A lot of you are on landlines right now listening to us on shortwave because you think they can't listen in landlines. Oh, yes, they can. Oh, they've had this figured out forever today. They've had this. They've been able to listen in on landlines ever since they've had party lines, folks. And, you know, here, when you get people out there, and we're talking about whether or not you trust our government, now they're coming out with another lie. The phrase information disorder. It's framing independent thinking as a national security issue. See, it's another reason why, like Dave in New York said about sending the military to your doorstep. You know, these people, we're not far from this. We're not far from it. That's the crazy thing. We just have not made enough noise. And not only that, but for those of you taking Zantac or Metformin, oh, now they're saying there's a rocket fuel compound that's inside those drugs. Yeah. Nitrosodimethylamine, NDMA, has been found in metformin and Zantac. Wow. So much for controlling diabetes. Another lie. We've got an article in there on how to preserve eggs. You need your protein, folks, if you're going to exist. We also have a homemade natural fungicide for plants to treat powdery mildew. It's all there. Of course, we're out of time. We never have enough time to cover this, especially with all this news coming out. It's crazy, crazy. But you know what? God's on your side if you just let him. Let him into your heart and let him be on your side. Dave Krieger with you on the Power Hour. Say a prayer for those in need. God bless you and God bless the United States of America. What's left of it? We'll see you tomorrow.
As you all know, everything begins with an idea. Ideas have helped shape the very world we live in. ThePowerMall.com began as an idea, allowing entrepreneurs and small business owners like yourself the opportunity to not only survive, but thrive in an era where corporations dominate. ThePowerMall.com is a small family-owned business who has partnered with companies you've come to rely on and trust over the years, like Strauss Heart Drops, North American Urban Spice, Miracle 2 Soaps, Vitamir, to name just a few. Fight back against large corporations when you buy from thepowermall.com. Need to speak to a real person? Call Jay at thepowermall.com and receive superior customer service. Call 1-877-817-9829 right now. That number again is 1-877-817-9829. Support small businesses and buy from the good guys at thepowermall.com. That's thepowermall.com.
I don't know where to start. There's so many products you guys offer. I think one of the first things I ever ordered from you guys was your clay. The clay is miraculous. I could not do without that. And the charcoal, you know, you can get yourself in a bathtub to kind of help take the toxins out. So just those two alone, but I could go on to the OptiVita silver lozenges. of course, then the Oregaresp and the P73, the oil of oregano, and your Vitamir toothpaste. Again, I could go on and on and on.
Call Jay at thepowermall.com and receive superior customer service. Call 1-877-817-9829 right now. That number again is 1-877-817-9829. Support small businesses and buy from the good guys at thepowermall.com. That's thepowermall.com.